Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening news bulletin. I am Matsina. The headlines. Lok Sabha begins two-day special discussion on 75 years of Constitution of India. Minister Temujin Imna Along calls for collective efforts to address issues of illegal taxation and anti-social activities hindering development of Dimapur district. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan says government committed to bring transformative shift from women's development to women-led development. And government to launch Uran Yatri Cafe at airports to offer affordable food for Uran scheme passengers. Now, the news in detail. The Lok Sabha began a two-day special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Initiating the discussion, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said, "The Indian Constitution paves the way for nation-building by touching all aspects of social, economic, political and cultural life." He said, "The Constitution is the expression of the country's civilizational values." The minister said, "The Constitution created by the Constituent Assembly was not just an official document, but it was an expression of the will of the people." Mr. Singh said, "The Constitution is not a contribution of any single party, but an unparalleled transformative document aligned with the values of India." The minister said, "The government is working in accordance with the dharma written in the Constitution of India." Participating in the discussion, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra of Congress said, "The Constitution is the safety armor to keep the citizens safe." Ms. Vadra accused the ruling side has made attempts to break this safety armor. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party said, "Constitution is the soul of democracy." He said, "The House is again discussing the Constitution after 75 years. Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temujin Imna Along, has stressed on the need for collective efforts to address issues like illegal taxation and antisocial activities that hinders development in Dimapur district. He was addressing the inauguration of Dimapur Night Carnival 2024 yesterday. Mr. Along spoke on the vital role of the district as the economic hub of Nagaland, emphasizing its impact on the state's overall growth and stability. He encouraged Dimapur Municipal Council to focus on both municipal responsibilities and the broader well-being of Dimapur citizens. The minister also assured to address non-Naga communities' concerns related to Inner Line Permit, ILP. He highlighted that government's measures aim to address illegal immigration without disrupting lives of long-time residents who have contributed to the city's growth. Deputy Commissioner Dimapur and Chairman of the Dimapur Night Carnival, Dr. Tino Jongshi Chang, highlighting the significance of the event in promoting local culture, entrepreneurship and tourism. The carnival is jointly organized by Dimapur Municipal Council, Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industries and District Administration Dimapur. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said the government is committed to bring transformative shift from women's development to women-led development. He said this while inaugurating one-day workshop titled Women Leaders Shaping Academic Excellence for Viksit Bharat at 2047 in New Delhi. The minister highlighted how the workshop emphasizes the empowerment of women at every level of education, aligning with the vision of National Education Policy 2020. Mr. Pradhan emphasized that an Indian model of women empowerment has to be created to ensure that women belong to all decision-making structures and life choices. He also mentioned that Nari Shakti is a symbol of strength, resilience and hope, and treating women with respect is an inherent value of Indian civilization. Union Civil Aviation Minister K.R. Ram Mohan Naidu has said that the government will soon be launching Uran Yatri Cafe for passengers travelling through the Uran scheme at the airports. Unveiling the official centenary celebrations logo on the completion of 100 years of Kolkata's Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose International Airport in New Delhi today, the minister said that the cafe will address issue of overpriced food and beverages at the airports and provide affordable food to the travellers. He added that the first pilot project of the cafe will be run at Kolkata Airport and later implemented at all airports under Airports Authority of India. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare, Pratap Rao Jadhav, has said that the number of organ donations, organ transplants and tissue donations are increasing in the country due to widely held awareness campaigns and several initiatives. In a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha, he informed that in 2023, more than 18,000 organ transplants and 16,542 organ donations were registered. The minister further added that several people are also coming forward for tissue transplants and tissue donation due to expansion of facilities. He said in 2023, total tissue transplants were 2,910 and 6,918 tissue donations were registered. Mr. Jadhav informed that to improve access to organ transplantations for needy citizens, National Organ Transplant Program has been launched. The union minister said currently over 900 institutions and hospitals are involved in organ and tissue transplantation, organ retrieval and tissue banking are linked with the network. Deputy Chief Minister Home and Border Affairs, Yantungo Patton, has emphasized the importance of unity and peace among villages. Speaking at the inauguration of Mian Village in Wakha District today, he acknowledged the efforts of Yikum Village for providing land to establish the village. Mr. Patton lamented how cultivation is decreasing among younger generation, while noting that previous generations were prosperous through farming and animal rearing. He encouraged the villagers to revive farming practices. The Deputy Chief Minister assured to pursue for construction of road. Mr. Patton also highlighted the importance of having permanent residences to access genuine developmental programs for sustainable growth. Samagra Shiksha Nagaland organized state-level PM Shri School debate competition under Prime Minister's Schools for Rising India scheme on the topic Viksit Bharat and its contours today. State Nodal Officer PM Shri Dr. Keviza K. Rio highlighted that PM Shri schools were established across the country to showcase the implementation of NEP 2020 and emerge as exemplary schools. He said it aims to create and nurture holistic and well-rounded individuals equipped with 21st century skills. Dr. Rio challenged students and teachers to strive towards making each PM Shri school in Nagaland an exemplary school. Students of PM Shri Government Higher School and Government Higher Secondary School from 8 districts participated in the competition. Art and Culture Department has said that the participation of the cultural troops from across the districts of Nagaland through vibrant and captivating performances during the 25th Hornbill Festival has been instrumental in the success of the festival. In an appreciation note, it lauded the tribes for their dedication in showcasing the rich culture and traditions of the Nagas. The department further called all stakeholders to continue in the spirit of unity and collaboration in shared mission to project to protect, preserve and promote the rich culture of Nagaland. Deputy Commissioner Mokchung Thivise Phoji has informed that vehicular movements for all types of is permitted along Asetkong to Tsusangra Road with immediate effect. The DC said this in view of the completion of repair and retrofitting activities on Longpong Village Bridge along the stretch at 27 kilometers chainage towards Tuli Town. To end the news, the headlines again. Lok Sabha begins two-day special discussion on 75 years of Constitution of India. Minister Temujin Imna Along calls for collective efforts to address issues of illegal taxation and anti-social activities hindering development of Dimapur District. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan says government committed to bring transformative shift from women's development to women-led development. And government to launch Uran Yatri Cafe at airports to offer affordable food for Uran scheme passengers. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.